All I'm offering is the truth.
And now, here he is, OCD.
Welcome to the wilderness. This is Outcast Radio, black and white in a gray world. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Welcome to a Friday evening. Ooh, man, it's a weekend, everybody. 27th of March, 2015. Check out the website, outcastradio.net. This is where you find tonight's top headlines. German Wings co-pilot had illness. Medical leave note from employers torn up. German wing captain tried to rent a lock cockpit with an ex. Monsanto lobby says rumpus drink, but turns down an offer to drink it. It's a hilarious video. It only lasts a minute. Apparently, a lobby from Monsanto was interviewed on French television, and he stated that the ingredient in Roundup was safe. So safe, you could get it. The interviewer then said, well, we got some. Would you like a glass? He said no. We also opened up a chain of marijuana. I suppose that's like Jammu up a fish. DHS said thousands of unaccompanied children still into the United States. Early day in the Florida room, which is ironic, because it's screened in, and it's called Florida room in Florida. They have them all across the country, but I've got one that's geographically accurate. It means said lifting weight, or in this case, simply sitting and groan. I'll do a set of curls, and then I'll go over to the chain and go. I'll get two of this. And then I'll wander around, do a little bit of stretching, then do another set, then sit back in a chair and think stuff. I'm getting. But in between sets today, staring at the full sea, it was perched on the next door neighbors, and I'm just kicking at this seagull after every set. After about 15 minutes, I noticed how disciplined this particular seagull was, because at the same posture, the same sea was sitting in the same position. And after about a half hour, when I finished lifting weights, I just stared at it for about 3 minutes, and the realization finally hit me. Seagull, ceramic. I was staring at a statue of a seagull. But to myself, again, getting too old for this. Welcome to my world. I had a teacher and checked out a new church. It's a real one. They even invited me up to say a word. You people are crazy. I laughed, and I said, I gotta found a place. I actually found a church tonight. It's very strange and unusual. They are filled with gas. One of the people came up to me. The pastor said, you know something about Italy. I said, yes, I do. And they started talking about a guy named Arzulli. And I said, I've interviewed him. You know, Doug? They said, yeah. And all of a sudden, I realized I once again was back with him, back my people. Much like you. You listen to the show. I doubt it's an accident you come on it. You listen because you and I are on the same wavelength, at least at the time. You know, the show for the most part is not politics. It's about taking a peek and going way down into the rabbit hole, trying to figure out what is going on in the world and what's about to happen next. A couple of questions about the German Wings story and then my theory. German Wings hid illness medical leave note from employer. Police have found a torn sick leave note with the day of the crash German in the home Andre Lubin, suspected of voluntarily bringing the down, according to Dusseldorf prosecutors. Prosecutors believe that less has been concealed illness from the company. Documents with medical contents were confiscated to point toward this illness and first one treated by doctors. That's according to the prosecutor's office in Dusseldorf, according to Reuters. The fact that there are notes saying unable to work among us that were found torn up, which were recent in from the day of the crime, support the assumption, based on the very exam, that the deceased hid his illness from his lawyer and his professional colleagues. It was not specified what medical exactly problem Lubin's doctor to issue a medical certificate. Reuters say evaluation of the documents some days, and they say it appears that this one did not have a political or deliberate crashing the plane. That's story one. Story number two, Wings captain to break in the cockpit door with axe. The captain of a doomed German Wings plane reportedly used axe to break the cockpit door in the final months before his pilot intentionally descended the plane, Germania has suggested. as from the cockpit voice recorder suggested that the captain of the Airbus 3T, Lieutenant Danz's name, Patrick Schimmer, left the journey, presumably to toilet. Prosser say he responded his co-pilot, Angus Levitz, had buried himself inside and sent plane into a descent over the French Alps. Investigators say the captain could be heard asking several times for access after identifying himself, but received no response. He then banged on the door before trying to force gain entry, with one investigator telling the New York Times, "You can hear he is trying to smash the door down." The German newspaper Bild quoted an anonymous source on Friday as saying that the pilot began to break down the door with an axe in a desperate attempt to get back inside. Sources told the newspaper he struck the door repeatedly up until the plane crashed into the mountain, possibly causing banging sounds heard on the cockpit voice recorder. German Wings has confirmed that an axe was on board for safety reasons, as is routine on all Airbus 320 models. Investigators would not comment on whether it was used to gain entry into the cockpit. The president of France's pilot union has since claimed that the axe would have been kept in the cabin, telling BMF TV, "The only tools available in the cabin are crowbars. The only sound heard from inside the cockpit is steady breathing," implying that Lutz was alive until the moment of final impact. Here's a theory. Is it possible that he passed out? Right after my divorce, I dated she moved in. I had a drug addict move in, not a needle or alcoholic type addiction. She was into somas. I didn't even know what a soma was. If you don't know, it's a pill you can get from almost any doctor if you say you have pain. It's all part of Big Pharma. One time I went down into the Houston area to help her get her drugs legally. All she needed was a $100 bill to pay off the doctor and then buy the somas. Somas are very much like alcohol. They give you the same elusive feeling. The difference between somas and alcohol is about 15 minutes after you take them, or maybe even 10 minutes, you literally pass out. You can be normal for 10 minutes to 15, and then you literally pass out. I remember coming back to the crib, trying to relate to the young people. I remember coming back to the crib and finding her on the floor with a pot of rice in her right hand, dog eating the rice out of the pan. That was my first experience with soma. I've since learned a lot about them. I'm beginning to think the following, that one, this pilot may have had some sort of pharmaceutical in his system. Two, he may have taken said pharmaceutical and literally passed out at wheel. Because the one thing that doesn't ring right with me throughout this story, assuming that the story is even accurate, we are taking the word of the authorities that all of this occurred, that the captain banged on the door and then took an axe and was going to smash down the door. And the entire time, all you hear is steady breathing. Even if someone is suicidal or homicidal, or as conjectured in this case, both, you would think that his, at the very least, his breathing pattern would change. If you're flying a plane into a mountain, even if you're suicidal, before impact, your heart rate has to increase. It's just a natural reflex. Unless, of course, you're under some kind of sedation, some kind of drug. And just as an example, soma is that type of pill. You take it, you get high, and you pass out. And apparently that's where the paper trail is leading. There was something going on. He was trying to not fly that particular day. Who knows if he had some sort of discussion, perhaps heated, with the pilot. The pilot goes into the bathroom and he's popping these pills. He locks the door because you have to. Let's make that very clear. You've got a pilot and a co-pilot. If the pilot gets up to take a leak, the co-pilot has to lock the door because any quote-unquote terrorist can come right into the cockpit and take control of the plane. So anytime the pilot the co-pilot, and I don't know if they had an engineer on board, but I know this after working for Federal Express for a few years, you've got to lock the door. That is the regulation. That is the law. Because otherwise, while the pilot is taking a leak, anybody can walk right up the aisle and walk into the cockpit and take over control of the plane. So here's a scenario I think possibly could have happened. It's my personal theory. The pilot got up, went to the bathroom, the door was locked, and sometime during that time, perhaps the Soma or whatever pharmaceutical he may have been taking kicked in and he literally passed out. And as crazy as that theory sounds, back it up with the backup that the authorities are saying the co-pilot, his breathing was regular and continued normal until the plane plowed into the mountain. What that says to me is that he was relaxed. And nothing relaxes you more than a soma. Soma is, in fact, a muscle relaxer. I believe that perhaps some sort of drug was involved. And maybe that's what all of this is getting back to. If you go back to the previous story, Germanwings co-pilot hid illness. They're not telling us what the illness is. Documents with medical contents were confiscated that point towards an existing illness and corresponding treatment by doctors. There has been another story on the web that this pilot, or co-pilot in this case, was suffering from depression. What do you take when you're suffering from a depression? Drugs like Zoloft, or you can take a Soma. These are the types of drugs that can be abused. These are the types of drugs that if you take too many of them, you pass out. So maybe it was just the perfect storm. Maybe this co-pilot was